Today, February 11th, is a beautiful feast day of Our Lady of Lourdes. Millions of people each year go to Lourdes. They go for healings, for cures, to go in the Eucharistic processions, to either walk in the processions or to be wheeled at the Eucharistic processions, the beautiful rosary vigils that they have there. And they go into the baths, the miraculous waters, for healings and cures. And since Our Lady appeared there in 1858, there have been over 5,000 documented healings and cures. Now, the Medical Examination Board has not declared all of these to be miracles. I believe the last count I heard was perhaps about 70 of these have officially been approved by the Church as true miracles. But nonetheless, there have been over 5,000 cures, and when we consider the millions of conversions of people that have gone there, that have gone to confession, that have repented for their sins and changed their lives, it's truly called a miracle factory. As Frank Duff, the founder of the Legion of Mary, called it, a miracle factory. And Lourdes occurred at a time when there was great disbelief. As you know, science was being elevated almost on par with a religion. People were losing their faith. And right in the midst of that, Our Lady appeared and miracles began to occur. It was a very cold day on February the 11th, 1858. Bernadette Soubirous, just 14 years old, was out collecting firewood with her sister and a friend. She had always been weak and sickly from infancy, and she sort of fell behind the other children. Eventually, she came to the stream, and she was about to cross it when she heard a strong wind. She looked around and saw a young woman, not much taller than herself. This young woman was the most beautiful woman she had ever seen. She was dressed in white. She carried a rosary over her arm, and she wore a blue sash around her waist, had the golden roses at her feet. Bernadette was frightened at first, but Our Lady gave her a very kind and gentle smile, and she knew that she then had nothing to fear. Bernadette began to pray the rosary, and Our Lady joined her in praying only the Glory Be at the end of each decade. And then afterwards, Bernadette told her friends what they had seen. They, of course, had seen nothing. And then she went home and told her parents. And her parents, of course, were very upset at what was this that was happening. Our Lady had told her to come back on that spot again at certain times. And Our Lady would appear to her 18 times from February 11th through July 16th. Pretty soon, the word began to spread around the town that this young girl had seen a vision. So Bernadette was going back at the appointed times, and sometimes there was a crowd of at least 20,000 people that would gather at the Masabiel to be present when this woman appeared to Bernadette. And Bernadette was told many things by Our Lady. First of all, that she would not find happiness in this life, but in the next. And that she was called to do penance and to pray for the conversion of sinners. That would be the main message of Lourdes, is prayer and penance. And then that she must go and tell the priest that a chapel, a church, must be built on this site where they would hold processions. And then Bernadette asked Our Lady's name, and she said, "I am the Immaculate Conception." Bernadette did not understand those words, so she told them to the priest that helped to convince him that it was truly Our Lady appearing, because she called herself, "I am the Immaculate Conception." And that the word kept spreading that sinners would come to this place and have a change of heart. The sick and the poor would also come for consolation and healing. Then, on February 25th, 1858, Our Lady told Bernadette to dig in the dirt and drink from the stream. At first, Bernadette started walking towards the the creek, the stream that ran through that area, Our Lady said, no, over there. So in faith, Bernadette began to dig. And she began to, pretty soon, people were, of course, were laughing at her because all it was dirt and mud, but pretty soon the water began to bubble up, and that stream has been going ever since. 32,000 gallons of water each day flow from that stream. A week later, after this occurred, a blind man was cured of his blindness at the waters. As I mentioned, over 5,000 cures have occurred there through the waters and especially at the Eucharistic processions. Bernadette eventually entered the Sisters of Charity and Christian Instruction, trying to get away from the fame and from the crowds. She lived a short life. She died of a painful tuberculosis disease at the age of 35 on April 16, 1879. And she, of course, tried to go into the background and to focus the message on what Our Lady said, prayer and penance. And after Bernadette's death, as you know, her body is incorrupt. Out of all the incorrupt saints, hers is the most perfect. I'm sure many of you have gone to Nevers to see her incorrupt body. So what a wonderful feast day we celebrate today, the feast day of Our Lady of Lourdes. As you know, that 19th century was really, we can call the century of the Immaculate Conception, because in 1830 Our Lady appeared in Rue de Bac in Paris and gave us the miraculous medal, the medal of the Immaculate Conception. And then in 1854, the Pope declared Mary as the Immaculate Conception, and 4 years later, Our Lady appeared to confirm this teaching by coming to Bernadette at Lourdes in 1858 and saying that she was the Immaculate Conception. So we should honor, of course, Our Lady by wearing her miraculous medal, by being part of her prayer groups and sodalities and confraternities and the Legion of Mary and other things that promote devotion to the Immaculate Conception. And to pray that rosary every day, and to listen to Our Lady's message that the most important thing we can do is to do whatever Christ tells us, to pray and do penance for the conversion of sinners.